This is John Lothian with the daily update of commentary and stories from the first read section of the John Lothian newsletter for October 5th, 2021. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. We lead off, JLN, today with this story from Suzanne Cosgrove. Hemp biomass prices dip as 2021 harvest adds supply, but emerging demand seen. Mid-range prices of hemp biomass were bobbing in a sea of red in the September Pan Exchange Hemp Benchmark and Analysis Report, but the exchange said it was standing by its forecast that prices for quality 2021 biomass will rally after the current harvest. Most growers and processors are knee-deep in harvest right now, and early indications are that yields are better than anticipated. Expectations for that 2021 supply and existing hemp backlog are fueling the current downward trajectory for biomass prices. Another unknown is when stored supplies will flow into the market, the exchange said. So where is demand coming from? As also noted in the August hemp report, demand for industrial hemp is strong, especially for non-cannabinoid hemp herd used in animal bedding and building materials like hempcrete, and supply is relatively limited in that segment of the market. To read the rest of the story, you can find it on johnlothiannews.com. Here are the comments and stories from the hits and takes section of today's JLN. Yesterday, in a question and answer session that spawned several stories in today's JLN, Citadel founder and CEO Kenneth C. Griffin addressed the Economic Club of Chicago. Griffin shared his perspective on topics including the biggest challenges facing our global economy, American competitiveness, the current political landscape, the role of philanthropy, and the future of finance, according to the Economic Club of Chicago. One big investor in Citadel called it an extremely impressive interview in an email to me. You can watch the video with a link in today's newsletter. Intercontinental Exchange published its September volume and open interest report today. Here are the highlights. Total average daily volume, or ADV, up 11% year-on-year. Total open interest up 9% year-on-year. Total energy ADV up 23% year-on-year. Open interest up 8% year-on-year. Total oil ADV up 16% year-on-year. Brent ADV up 25% year-on-year. Gas oil ADV up 13% year-on-year. Open interest up 8% year-on-year. Other crude and refined products ADV up 20% year-on-year. Total natural gas ADV up 34% year-on-year. Open interest up 13% year-on-year. Record TTF gas ADV up 151% year-on-year. Open interest up 30% year-on-year, including record open interest of 3.4 million lots on September 23rd. JKM ADV up 76% year-on-year, open interest up 35% year-on-year, including record JKM open interest on September 14th. North American natural gas ADV up 20% year-on-year, open interest up 11% year-on-year. Environmental ADV up 35% year-on-year, open interest up 15% year-on-year, including record open interest of 3 million lots on September 21st. Ags and metals open interest up 12% year-on-year. Coffee open interest up 22% year-on-year. Cocoa open interest up 20% year-on-year. Cotton open interest up 35% year-on-year. Total open interest ADV up 4% year-on-year. Open interest up 13% year-on-year. Euribor ADV up 6% year-on-year with open interest up 17% year-on-year. Gilt ADV up 29% year-on-year. Oil open interest in gilts is up 45% year-on-year. Record SONIA ADV of 327,000 contracts. Record open interest of 3.9 million contracts. U.S. equity options ADV up 28% year-on-year. For the full report and the third quarter highlights, you can find a link in today's newsletter. JLN is joining JP Morgan in banning all corporate travel for unvaccinated employees. However, I believe everyone employed by JLN is vaccinated. Now that the weather is beginning to turn to fall weather, I'm considering insider trading. Enough of this working and trading for my patio. You can find out what your college roommate made for dinner again as Facebook, WhatsApp, and Messenger service was restored yesterday after a day-long outage. The West Loop of Chicago is where it's at. According to the Chicago Tribune, Chicago PR giant Edelman is leaving Aon Center after 26 years for funkier and smaller West Loop loft space. There were no new donations to the Jalen Markets Wiki Education GoFundMe campaign yesterday. Remember, donations above $100 give you entry into a raffle for 5 minutes of John Lothian Productions video. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Here's a story from Business Insider. Citadel's Ken Griffin said he'd be quite fine if payment for order flow was banned and that his firm doesn't trade crypto because of regulatory uncertainty. Citadel founder Ken Griffin said Monday he'd be quite fine with a legislative ban on payment for order flow, the controversial practice used by brokers such as Robinhood to provide free trading. Payment for order flow is a cost to me, he said at the Economic Club of Chicago. So if you're going to tell me that by regulatory fiat that one of my major items expense disappears, I'm okay with that. My comment, regulation is fine when it makes your regulatory costs go down. Wait, I thought all regulations made your costs go up. Time to order the new 2021 Regulatory Complaint Public Relations Playbook. Mine seems to be out of date. Here's a story from Bloomberg. World's biggest stock market loser just keeps falling. An index tracking Chinese companies listed in Hong Kong, which has been this year's worst performing major stock gauge globally, is falling further and further behind its peers. The Hang Seng China Enterprises Index, whose most heavily weighted stocks includes Tencent Holdings and Alibaba Holding Limited, tumbled another 2.4% to a five-year low on Monday. The gauge also trailed behind all counterparts over the past month, 3 months, 6 months, year-to-date, and over 12 months. My comment, this week on the biggest loser, Hang Seng China Enterprises Index. Here's another story from Bloomberg about Ken Griffin. Ken Griffin sees young people making grave mistake working at home. Employees just starting out are risking their career advancement by continuing to work remotely, hedge fund manager Ken Griffin said. If you are early in your career, you are making a grave mistake by not being back at work, Griffin said Monday in a conversation with Bloomberg's Eric Schatzker at the Economic Club of Chicago. It's incredibly difficult to have the managerial experiences and interpersonal experiences that you need to have to take your career forward in a work remotely environment. My comment, clearly Ken Griffin has not figured out how to intimidate employees via Zoom yet. Here is a story from the New York Times. How to do the most good. Holden Karnofsky, the co-founder of GiveWell, explores the ethical questions around charitable giving. To actually know how much good our charitable donations do, this is the question that jump-started Holden Karnofsky's current career. He was working at a hedge fund and wanted to figure out how to give his money away with the certainty that it would save as many lives as possible. But he couldn't find a service that would help him do that. So he and his co-worker, Ellie Hasenfeld, decided to quit their jobs and build one. The result was GiveWell, a nonprofit that measures the effectiveness of different charities and recommends the ones it is most confident can save lives with the least cost. Things like providing bed nets to prevent malaria and treatments to deworm school children in low-income countries. My comment, this is the eternal question. Here are the top three stories from Monday's JLN. Our top story Monday was the CBOE video posted on LinkedIn of the construction of the new trading floor and what it will look like. Second was the Washington Post key findings from the Pandora Papers investigation revealing the flows of money, property, and other assets concealed in the offshore financial system. And third was from the Washington Post about that secret money. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day, and stay safe, and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.